Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Morales hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hodges for a passed ball. Cardenal scores. Morales moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Milan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Milan hits a fly ball towards right. Morales settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morales. Phillips goes all the way around to score. Milan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. John Milner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Milan trying to get to home. Morales throws the ball into Swisher who tags Milan who's trying to score from second, for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive towards short. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Koosman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Garrett steals second. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is one for one in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. 1 out. Bruce Boisclair batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Koosman is 0 for 1 in the game. Koosman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Milan is 0 for 2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Koosman moves to second. Buddy Schultz now pitching. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Koosman moves to third. Milan moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Boisclair. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Boisclair steals second. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Boisclair moves to third. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. It's 2-1. Mets. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koosman bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock is hit by the pitch. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald pinch hits for Joe Coleman. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing left field. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.